CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kafmo?
Aba shoba na babalu.
He's an actor. A film director.
Say hello to my little friend!
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this piece!
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Murupi, a.k.a. Kafmo!
Mina ni alte si kasi, nchana kusipromela na magenge kasi sinomsa nje sibele sishela abantu abasikazi abafleti. Hello nice, shaphi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with the Kafmo.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you. Unleashed.
All right. It's another Wednesday. It's another Wednesday, and some people call it Wetness Wednesday, but we just go, it's a Wednesday, right? The show is called Unleashed, and you hang out with myself, Kagiso Murupi, a.k.a. Kafmo, on CliffCentral.com. And, you know, that's what we do every Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. We just hang out, you know. We just talk about things that people don't want to talk about in relationships, right? But most of all, we just hang out with our celebrities, you know. We just hang out with celebrities, and we hash out these issues. And this week is no different. And they always say, ubuhle bendoda yinkomo zayo. I mean, you know, that normally means which a man's worth is how he can provide for his family. And I think that's very interesting today, because our guest that we have today, we are talking about disability in a relationship. And I have to tell you, we've got an awesome guy on our studio. So if you have experienced disability in your relationship, or you are disabled yourself and you are in a relationship, please hit us up. You know, send us a WhatsApp on 079-540-4313 and just tell us, what is it that you've experienced in your relationship, and what are the pros, what are the cons, what are the advantages and disadvantages? But that's what we're talking about today. And sometimes we can take some things very lightly, Tina, you know, but you find there's a lot of work that goes into relationships that have a disability. But the question is it a lot, or they just, you know, it's just a normal relationship, right? You're about to be schooled today here on CliffCentral.com on Unleashed. And yeah, send us your voice notes and we'll talk to you after this.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Murupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you, baby. Unleashed with Kagiso
Murupi. You know, I like this bed music. It's nice, isn't it? Unleashed. And I like that voice. Unleashed. I wonder who man begins a little voice. Cliff Central, man. You know, please, I can use the number Wi-Fi M7Zini, love. You know, and just talk to us. Talk to us. We're hanging out with a very, you know, a very, very important person today. Very important today, person today. He's 31 years old and his name is Ipiling Kuno, and he's accomplished so much. I mean, he's ran about 2 Oceans Marathon on crutches. You know, he's just a fun, loving guy, you know, and yeah. And like Ipiling,
my guy,
what's up, my ninja?
I'm cool, man. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've said all these things about you. You've accomplished so much. You've run 2 Oceans Marathons. Is that what you say about yourself when you say Ipilenke
man? I'd say I'm a new runner. So it's like me starting out. Yeah.
Okay, so this is new.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've got barely a year in. So yeah. Quite recent, you know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cause, you know, let's get into this thing so that we actually, you know, we got this disability that you have. I don't even know how to pronounce this, right? Septo-optic diplegia. dysplasia.
Dysplasia.
Ah, dysplasia. It sounds like a dish, like an expensive dish.
My guy.
Yeah.
My guy. It took me a while to get there.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
So how do you say it? How do you pronounce it?
Septo-optic dysplasia.
Ah,
it took me a while. It still doesn't doesn't sound right. Hey? Yeah. Like,
it still sounds like an expensive dish.
Exactly.
Like, well, you know, when you're out on a date, Lingwan. Yeah. Like, what are you going to eat?
Septo-optic dysplasia.
I was like...
Yeah.
Nah, so and obviously this septo optic dysplasia is what? Explain it to us. Talk to us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It turns out I don't have a disability. It's called a brain deformity. So I was freaked out when I heard that. So there's something wrong with me. They're like, no, just born without balance. So yeah, basically, I was born without balance. It affects my balance and my eyes as well. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yebo.
Okay, so when you're standing straight, like, you can't balance.
I can't stand straight because I can't balance. So, okay. Yeah, I struggle, like, yeah, I fight against gravity, so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so just, I want to know. Now I'm curious. I'll always ask.
Yeah.
So does it feel like, you know, when someone's drunk and maybe the ground comes closer because I eat you feel like everything is coming to you. And the ground is coming up.
No, you know what? Take a car, like, maybe spin, like, maybe half five. It feels more like that sometimes when I wake up, because, like, I'll be like, need to hold on to something, otherwise I get lower.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And that's happened a couple of times.
Not really. Hey, funny enough.
You've never fell?
Nah. I only fell, like, for the first time on my crutches, like, 3 weeks ago. So, yeah.
Okay. And you were born with this?
Yeah.
Okay, take us through that. You're a kid. Take us through your childhood.
I was born with it. My mother, I think I was probably diagnosed as a cerebral palsy, so it was always very contentious issues, because whenever I'd go to my physios, they'd say, you are cerebral palsy, but I could speak clearly because cerebral palsy affects your speech. So
okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I struggled holding things when I was growing up and stuff like that. So apparently it affects my focus as well. So I'd look at things like for a while. I'd focus on things like longer than the average person. So it was quite, I was an odd kid out, but it was very nice because I got like money. Like strangers would always give me money. So, and I saved that up myself. I'm showing Quebec a channel with Bill Gates right now.
Ah, I was saved.
Eish, my guy. I mean,
you grew up in Soweto.
No, I was born in Soweto. Yeah. Then we're from Rustenburg, so I grew up in Rustenburg. But pretty much grew up in boarding school, so I don't have really place in Kekare. No, that's my home. You know? Grew up in boarding schools.
Where? Boarding school where?
I was in boarding school Kumafike, I was in boarding school in Pretoria, I was boarding school in Hartbeespoort Dam. So I was pretty much that.
Well, you know boarding school kids. Were you one of those naughty kids?
My guy. Yeah. I got those weak suspensions a couple of times. Yeah. You know, whenever I'd come home, my mother would be like, what do you want? I'd be like, no, they're painting the hostel rooms and stuff, you know. And I don't think, but even now she knows I was expelled.
Balance or new balance.
Born,
they don't care.
I balanced that out. Like. Yeah.
Oh, you balanced that out.
That was sorted.
You know, Rebotak.
Yeah.
There's certain things that we don't understand.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, you know, even with my mom.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, we just thought, oh, no, man, this is just a person who's just lashing out and, you know. But she had bipolar and we didn't understand that, right? And nakong batlo chalo no melio twas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't you get some of those things, like, growing up?
Yeah, I think
for people to understand.
From my family side, it was like a bit negative. They were on some notes. Chance ba miseko kere game, ba ilon rappel.
Yeah.
This is not happening.
Ba obeya matso, chief.
No, it didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't happen. Yeah. You didn't get more fire.
No. The fire kids are new.
Actually,
back then it was like more. I kids,
holy water.
You drink all kinds of things. So, I survived through that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What religion do you follow?
I'm a Christian, but yeah. I think as Kihola, right now, I believe in karma more than anything else. Eh?
Yeah.
I believe in karma more than
what
anything
goes
else.
Around.
Comes around.
Comes around. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Has
yeah.
anything come back to you?
Yeah.
By its karma thing.
Yeah, no, but I was a naughty kid, a child, so.
Yeah.
My principal, I was supposed to be prefect go like my final year go high school, and she yeah. literally told me like, listen, you've got this reputation, there's no way
yeah.
we're gonna let you become prefect.
Yeah.
Yeah. She literally sponsored the vote and she was like, listen,
yeah,
you've got a reputation and
there's no way.
There's no way we're gonna let the school you're gonna lose the school yeah. for not prefect. I was like, okay, maybe that's karma.
You must have been bad. If they think we're gonna lose a school.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Yeah.
Tell us one of the naughtiest things you've done.
Okay, so I wasn't actually naughty. I could
yeah,
just
you were
negotiate.
Just normal.
I could just negotiate. So what happened was
you
I went
negotiate.
To a, yeah, I went to an African school. So when I got there, my mother was like, well, it's a school for special kids with special needs. So
yeah.
like we're very limited in terms of choices.
Yeah.
But it was an African school. So when I got there, my mother was like, listen, you have to be taught in English.
Yeah.
How to root to
Africans.
Like, you know, that was just a no-no.
Hunting apartheid.
Yeah. So my mother went to the department of thing, and I was also starting to get the whole hate thing because I can't eat pap. Like, pap as in mealie pap and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't eat pap. So for these white folks, they were like, what is wrong
with
you?
You? Yeah.
Well, now you come with
new Odaki and
you
can't
are now
eat pap.
English, you don't yeah. eat pap. What is this? So already yeah. I was getting that. And one day I walked into the principal. I was like, listen, I don't mind learning your language, but
yeah.
I also want to be taught in English first language. So
yeah.
I don't mind doing first language. First
and then
language,
Afrikaans. Yeah.
So I did two first languages. And I think from then, the prince. Nally the principal, we started having like this relationship.
Yeah.
Weird relationship because I was naughty as hell.
Yeah.
But the principal knew that, like, listen, I could negotiate. So
yeah.
she was like, listen, if you put it that way, then it's cool. So what do you want to do with your other subjects? I was like, science and stuff, I'd like to do them in English.
Yeah.
Maths,
yeah.
I don't mind. We'll do Viskendenya.
Viskendenya.
I knew her at some point. The school, I think from. When you're able to choose your subjects, the school had like this business. We did like business subjects, so I knew that like
yeah.
I was gonna lose the math. So I was
yeah.
like, Ahwatswana, you know. Yeah.
So tell me, with Africans,
yeah,
you know a lot of people. We go to corporates,
yeah,
and corporates are still run by white Africans.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're that black person that can speak Afrikaans,
yeah.
you know, sometimes it's at your advantage. You know, even in how you grow in the company.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have been saying
yeah.
that. Has Afrikaans really worked for you?
Afrikaans helped me when I was in Pretoria.
Yeah.
I used to do my doctor's appointments in Afrikaans. I did like just about all the any meetings that I had in Pretoria.
Yeah.
Say, hello, my name is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
They would just, when I popped in there, they were like, oh, you black.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And it would work in my favor.
Or sharpen the appointment.
Yeah.
So that it can be quicker.
Yeah. There was like literally this one physio appointment that I was trying to schedule, and the lady was like, no, we full for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then you called, and then
later,
you spoke in Afrikaans.
Yes. Gave them same name, same ID number. When I got there, the lady was like, hi,
on this fall,
like, no,
yeah.
You guys gave me a booking and I gave them the ID number. It's like, oh, okay. You know? Yeah.
I want to test you in Afrikaans.
My guy hit me.
Bayamoy?
Bayamoy. What did that know say?
Yeah, Bayamoy S.
Very nice.
Popmoy, right?
Oh, Popmoy. Oh,
right? Bayamoy? It's Popmoy, right? Remember those Trappe van Wat?
Trappe van Wat, like, no, dude, I didn't.
You didn't do that.
No.
But you
no,
know,
I did.
When
Trappe
something,
van Wat,
yeah.
Surely, okay, I was in like. No, my guy.
Repeating. Baya moy. Popmoy.
Popmoy, yeah.
Right? And Baya Swart. Aspect Swart, right?
Oh, okay.
El Donker Swart, right?
No, guy.
Baya Goat. It's Ace Goat.
Is it named Moorcoat?
Oh, Moorcoat. Yeah, because we will say, hey, Moor, it's cold.
Yeah, it's Moor. Yeah.
We are hanging out with Ipileng, and he's living with a disability, and you know, he's run two Oceans Marathons, but he's also here to chat to us about some of the projects that he's doing. But we're also talking about our topic today. How being disabled and being in a relationship, what are some of the advantages and disadvantages, or what are some of the things that you get from people that, or, you know, that they don't understand about you being in a disabled relationship, and maybe misconceptions, right? We're coming back to you after this.
Cliffcentral.com.
All right, like I said, we hang out with Ipi Leng, and you know, he's done Body Ocean Marathon, and he's done almost everything that you can think about. And he's also very naughty. He went to an African school, but he can't speak Afrikaans. he's a negotiator. This man, he's all in one. You know, he's all in one. Man, keep it zonke, gashle gashle. And he's living with a disability that sounds like a very expensive dish. And it's called septo-optic dysplasia, and which is a disability of balance, right?
Yeah.
And this is a disability that you can be born with. And it just says, you know, it's a brain abnormality. Yeah. You know, my content producer is American, so abnormality. Yeah. My guy, take us through the Two Oceans Marathon. You are there. Take us through it. And like, why would I not return to when I would matter?
My guy, okay. 2016, I was super overweight. So I was like, I think at some point I started buying secondhand clothes.
Yeah.
Because I was like, there's no way I was going to spend money on rent. So my mother was pissed off. She was like, but what do you want to in all these dodgy places, or she was like, that is not gonna fly, you know.
We're on Cliff Central. Maybe white people don't know what DOPA is. Maybe it's a good thing that they don't know what DOPA is, because we get some good stuff from there,
apparently.
So
I started running then, and I was like, listen, I like this. As much as it was sore and all that, but yeah, I came back refreshed, feeling better, and started.
You're running. On crutches.
I'm on crutches.
You're running.
I'm running.
Before you ran, obviously there was a plan, or okay, kitlomata biangari crutch, because I don't think I'd be able to run in crutches, right? It's like having four legs.
Yeah.
Okay, so you plan or kitlomata biang?
Nah. I just went with the motion, faster motion
of your movement.
So I get that's what your running is as well.
You sort
of like lean forward and start lifting your feet, and you
and
go
it's the
faster.
Same thing as
same thing, yeah.
All right. So, and then you start jogging, ukukasi, or wherever you are.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning, like, but because I also didn't want people to say, yo, Stuja Samat.
And all, you know, Stuja Zadi crutches.
You know, that is even worse. You know? So,
And then you got into a club or what?
No, I just started running, and there was a guy with long hori runs. He was like, I'm running Omdi Dam, Kwarti. So I was like, guy. Signed me up for 21, and the guy signed me up for 10K. I was actually pissed off. Well, I was new, but you know what I mean? So we did the 10K. It was like totally a learning curve. I mean, just the technicality fell at Tahoma meet, because I'm on crutches. It's something different, because I had to wait, drink water, and I had to make sure that I don't wet my hands, because I'm gripping my crutches and I'm wearing gloves. So if we tell like I'm easy, then you wet your hands, you're gonna slip. So I struggled, I think, the first 5Ks, because I was still learning how to run a marathon on crutches.
So
it opened my eyes, and from
how many kilometers is two oceans
are the 21 Ks.
Are you crazy?
My guy, apparently. My nickname is Crazy Legs.
Crazy Legs.
Hey,
man, you know, obviously, you prepare for the marathon.
Yeah.
Right? You have to prepare.
Yeah.
Was there any point, or even some of the marathons that you've run, especially when you started out, where you were like, "Boy, this thing is not happening," where you wanted to give up?
I think that would be Two Oceans,
Yeah.
Two Oceans, what happened was, I was super nervous. I was super nervous got Two Oceans, because now you're carrying the Mandela tag on you, and so...
You carry Mandela tag?
Yeah, I was raising funds for the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund. You have to make your medal time. So it was like...
Butterfly stand. I get, I'm running for charity. Yeah, if I make it, I make it. If I don't make it, I don't
but
make
you,
it. Right?
But like now you're wearing the Nelson Mandela brand. I mean, how are you going to feel wearing that?
Mandela, I am a nyan. I'm tired, I'm tired.
Yeah,
Mandela, so, yeah, stop it.
I mean, I think 3Ks, 500 meters into that run, into the race, I was like, I am tired, I'm sweating. Now, this is me absolutely dry. I'm not tired, I'm breathing normally, but just psychology fail, I'm like, I'm tired, I can't do this anymore. You know what? I'm not sure why am I here.
Yeah.
This is me telling myself that, and man.
And then Mandela's here on your chest.
No, I wasn't looking at him at the time. I was just like, you know what?
He's like, Epele.
My guy, so man, I eventually started running, and then 18Ks, that's massive difficulties because the road was uneven, like one side would be low, one side, the other side would be quite high, and it was like very
curvy. Oh, and now you're on crutches.
Yeah, so I had like cramps. I've never had cramps before, so it was the first time I experienced that cramps, and I'm running against time, and I think we wasted something like 20 minutes,
Daddy
cramp and all that. And I was just so, am I going to get my medal?
And you still made your medal.
I made my medal. So,
nice one.
Yeah.
Nice one. So I want to talk about this thing. Obviously, how has this shaped you as a human being?
Man, I believe I can do anything right now, hey?
Yeah.
I believe I can do anything right now. I just walked from Cape Town. I mean, I just went to... from Pretoria to Cape Town, 2002 Ks, and I'm back here. Yeah.
You walked?
Yeah.
But how sharp, right? No, I'm being honest. How sharp? No, how sharp? Like, where's Alang? Like, don't you have other things that you can do?
I told you, the name Crazy Leg, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why were you doing that? Was this for a cause?
It was for disability awareness type of a thing, so yeah.
Do you get sponsors?
We're looking for sponsors, so yeah.
But you've already walked to Cape Town.
Yeah.
What else can we sponsor after this? What else can we
maybe
sponsor?
Maybe I want to walk through Africa. Who knows, eh?
Maybe who knows?
Yeah.
Let's sponsor you to walk through Africa. If you're listening out there and you're a corporate and you want to sponsor Epileng, he's planning to walk through Africa because he's already walked from Pretoria to Cape Town. That's amazing. That's amazing. Bona, when we come back, we're talking about Ilona, relationships in disability. We're going to get into it. Now we're going to hash it because there's a lot of things that people want to know, you know, and maybe you could just enlighten us, you know, especially Tinabantu who just think or we know when we don't know. And you could just clear some of the misconceptions about, you know, being in a relationship and living with a disability, right? We're talking to Epileng when we come back after this. CliffCentral.com. All right, hashtag Wednesday, hashtag is unleashed, hashtag we are talking to Epileng. He's already done the 203 Oceans Marathon, and he's already, you know, walked from Pretoria to Cape Town, and some people call him Crazy Legs. He's obviously our athlete here who's on crutches and who's done amazing things that people who are not on crutches, like myself, who've never done it, maybe not even planning to do it because I'm not crazy as he is. Not as crazy. I want to know, you know, just before the break, we spoke about, you know, being sponsored because that's what you're looking for. You're looking for sponsors. How can people help you? How can people help you raise awareness about this septo-optic dysplasia?
Well, currently we're running a campaign with the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund, and it's called More Than Yourself. So, people can just pop to the website. It's morethanyourself.com, fundraiser, and stroke Epileng Kuno, and people can just have a look at my profile. And
do you have an NGO of yourself? I mean, Nelson Mandela's created a name for himself, so this is you now. We're talking about you.
I am in the process of registering my NGO and finalizing everything else,
Because you gotta leave a mark,
yes,
right? And I mean, I understand that you're leaving it through Nelson Mandela, but we gotta build a legacy. How? We're talking relationships, man. Send us your voice notes on 078-540-4313. Let's get into it, Bragg.
Yeah.
Mjolo.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Let's get into relationships.
Hit me.
Is there a difference when I am called
able
and you are a person living with disability. Yeah. Let's actually get that right. How do you say it? Do you say a disabled person or a person living with disability or what?
Okay, disabled person would be a person that is disabled. So it would mean that person cannot function at all. Yeah. So the reason why you would call a person living with a disability, it would be because they have a certain limitation.
Yeah.
But I also believe I like the new term which I just heard recently called differently abled, because most of those so-called people living with disability can do a thing, just maybe in a different way.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably differently abled is not a bad term.
Does it offend you when someone who doesn't know says, "Sorry, you're disabled"?
Not me, hey, but I think it offends my majority. But for me, yeah. I leave room for like the other people who are disabled in their heads because they are not thinking out correctly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I mean, I find it sometimes that maybe it's ignorance.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And when a person is saying it, they're not saying it from a malicious.
No.
You know, they just say, disabled.
Yeah.
You know, we've always had that.
My guy.
Do you think it's something that we should take it to heart if someone says it the wrong way?
No, depending on the person as well. I mean, I've been called a paraplegic before. Do you know what a paraplegic is? I mean, there's been a guy in a taxi rank who said, "We've got a paraplegic. He needs to sit in front."
And he's coming from a good place. He wants to set you up.
And you look
at
yourself, you're like, dude, I'm not a, you know, paraplegic is some...
Paraplegic is what? Talk to us. School me. As
paraplegic is someone that has got a spinal cord injury. So that person doesn't have motion of their feet and all that. So when I come and say, Kagiso, maybe you're walking with one crutches and you're like, Kagiso is a paraplegic. You'll be like, Mari can move. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm like, right, Kokazi.
Yeah.
Kokazi. Kokazi, which is, one in the same thing, Kokazi, which we just push whatever that we push. There's that one of those things which is inyanga, nenyanga, nenyanga. It's all nyangas, but they all have different meanings, right?
Coke, Sprite, same thing.
Yeah, kikopa Coke ya Fanta. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into that in your relationships.
Yeah.
Take us through it. What are some of the do you ever face any difficulties?
I think the first, especially if you have been in a school that is just caters for children with disabilities or whatever, that is just close to a certain people that just look like you.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden there's this world of people that walk normal. You're like, are these aliens? Like, probably have to mingle or something. So I think with most of the children, they tend to get like a bit of insecurities where like you'll be like, how do I approach this person?
Yeah.
Will this person like me for me? Or do they just want to experience, I want to be in a wheelchair or something, like joy ride on your wheelchair or something? So yeah, I think the first relationship will tend to be the most awkward ones.
Yeah.
You learn a lot from yourself as well. So yeah, I mean, yeah. You sort of like test the waters where you like.
I mean, you went to a school where predominantly it was white.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it, was it a school with kids living with a disability?
The nice thing of my school was, it was, I think, in my class, there were literally like three kids living with disabilities. Yeah. The rest were okay. So, yeah.
So you meet this white kid.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yo, it was Michelle, and she was from a farm.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surname?
I can't say surname. Yeah, it was Michelle Swanepoel. So
Swanepoel.
Like proper from the farm.
You got a nice African girl. Yeah. Right. You see Michelle.
Yeah.
Hello, Michelle.
Yeah.
Was she living with a disability?
No, Michelle was absolutely normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, can't tell Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I ended up going out with Michelle, because I was like, I had my own awkwardness, because there was the race, there was a disability, there was the social class as well. So yeah, ended up going out with Michelle for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is...
And do you ever feel like sometimes, you know, getting into a relationship, is it because of sympathy? Do you feel like people were like,
I think with Michelle...
Not precisely with Michelle.
Sometimes you feel that. Sometimes
and you can feel it when, as a person, right?
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. Like you start questioning yourself, I'm this person, I'm living with this. Why is this person in a relationship with me? So, you know, yeah.
And it can. So what are the things that people would do to get you to start, you know, feeling that way? Ukare, this person is here because they feel sorry for me. What are some of the things that they would
do? Are you talking about the person that I've been in a relationship or?
Yeah, that you're in a relationship with.
No, man, like, okay, for a person living with a physically thing, that probably say, dude, black girls, probably tell you, you know, I'm not. They'll say things. I think with black girls, they'll probably say things. They'll probably say things, Jorge. If it wasn't for this, we wouldn't be this late. You know, stuff like that where it would hit you, like, you know.
So so if it wasn't for you being on crutches, we wouldn't be late.
Hanti, you know, she'd come back with, she'd have some backup story where she'll be like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But now, because of Kitamali billing, we have to take it slow. Hence, we're late. Maybe she'll be telling that to her friend.
Guys, on the phone.
Yeah, or something. So yeah. She won't tell you directly, but yeah.
But I'm saying, I mean, and you, but also you're here.
Right? Yeah.
Because so you don't know, I get right. So now they start using you as an excuse.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The same way that we use our kids as an excuse.
Yes. Aha. Yeah. So like, we can't go out clubbing because he can't dance. We can't go to a wedding. Rakaske rana di story because Ipilian can't dance or something like that.
How do you respond?
Me? I don't want to dance, bro. So I'm like, if you want to go, go.
Amba.
Yeah.
But let's say it's something that you wanted to do. How do you then correct that?
Yeah.
Because you got to understand, and we're talking about ignorance.
Yeah.
Where we're also talking about love.
Yeah.
Because love is love.
Yeah.
Right? And she falls in love with you.
Yeah.
And Mara, she's still ignorant.
Yeah.
How do you correct that?
Okay. If it's things that I want to do, I'll tell her, like, no, man, why don't we do it? I'll show you how. I mean, I'm a type of person that will show you how to get a thing done from a differently enabled or disabled person kind of view. So I'll just tell her that I can actually do this. I mean, I've done ice skating before.
Yeah.
So where a person will say, but can you really ice skate? And I will climb in there and like,
and ice skate.
My arm and,
yeah. Or bungee jump.
Yeah. That's
right?
Me.
Yeah. Because you're an adrenaline junkie. I can just tell. Something like that. When I scope
us
out, I hit.
Right then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I try and tell the person that, like, listen, we can actually do it. You know? Yeah.
What are the benefits?
The benefits of what? Telling the person that you...
No, of being in a relationship and living with a disability.
I don't think there are actually benefits of being in a relationship with a disability. Guy, it's a normal relationship.
Yeah.
So I think maybe from a normal person, I've heard chicks that will be like, I want to be in a relationship with a guy with a disability because they are more stable. they say that, so but I don't buy
that. Very almost stable.
Yeah.
Have you ever cheated?
My guy, no, I don't cheat because
No. Okay, have you? It doesn't have to be the current.
Yeah.
Before, Michelle, you ever cheated?
I don't know what is cheating. Maybe me having sort of like a chat with another person or. Probably, but not knowingly.
You know, like, and that's, what's, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
What is dating like for you?
For me, I personally prefer to be like, get to know the person first before I can get into a relationship.
Yeah.
Because I need to know her, like, this person knows, like, what I come with, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just crutches, but like me waking up in the morning. What do I, you know, that type of thing.
So it's like you feel like you need to declare.
Something like that, yeah. Because I don't want to be like a surprise package. It's like, oh, you didn't tell me you do this.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And has any girl maybe, you know, I mean, we see a lot of guys who...
Yeah.
But I'll dump because you don't have money.
Yeah.
Right? Or you don't have whatever.
Yeah.
Have someone ever actually left you because of your disability?
I've been friend zoned because of my disability.
I've been
friend zoned. So yeah, man.
Don't friend zone me.
Yeah.
And instead of Mutanzar, chomi, don't call me chomi.
So the chick was like, so you walk with crutches, when are you getting off them? I'm like, no, I'm permanent on crutches. He's like, oh, okay, hello, brother.
Yeah. So once I was a brother, you know they friend zone
you. Yeah.
Don't friend zone me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like being friend zoned. Someone been telling her, no, chomi. Don't call me chomi.
Yeah.
I'm still a man. Hey, I'm here and I'm looking at you. So don't friend zone me.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah.
Let's get into it. Let's go deeper. Intimacy.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, for instance, I can't get a person. So whenever I date, I literally have to see. She has to be lighter than me so that, like, you know, you can do stuff.
Look, you can run from here to Pitori.
Yeah.
To Cape Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she wants to be carried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, guy, we will fall. It will not. Mind you, I don't have balance. So
I
will even tell her, like, listen, don't expect me to carry you over stairs.
Yeah.
You are in dreamland. Yeah.
Actually, let's start working this thing already. Wena, you must carry me. I can keep a romance. Why can't women do these things? Like, I'm the one who's supposed to carry you. I'm the one who's supposed to buy the flowers. When are my flowers coming? When are you carrying me through the door?
I will actually ask.
You only carry me through the door when I'm drunk. Look what thing you're dragging me through.
Yeah.
There
was actually an incident where my ex-girlfriend helped me carry. I was so drunk.
Yeah.
So they helped me, like, up the stairs,
Quabon
and all that. They helped me get into bed. I was bedding burst the next day. Like, did you guys carry me? Yeah.
So. And already I'm not balanced.
No, I cannot balance.
And then still I'm shy.
Well, I was still young, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't drink anymore?
For some strange reason, no.
But you can, if you
I
want
can,
to.
But yeah, it's just not, I don't know, I think I've outgrew alcohol or something. Yeah. I can go and hang out with you guys and I'll drink my water or whatever.
Okay, but it's not you. It's not because of your condition. It's
no,
because of
you just
don't like drinking.
Something like
right.
that.
So
yeah.
We're in the intimacy part.
Yeah,
we're in the intimacy part.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you face?
I'd say for me, if someone wants me to do the whole carrying thing, it will probably be like, that will not fly.
Yeah.
That will not fly. But otherwise, I'm still a man. I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah.
And everything, ushapo, uhumunati, huapilo mu life.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know?
And and what are some of the misconceptions that you think people have? I mean, when are you on crutches?
Yeah.
Which is different to someone who's on a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And who is probably, but I mean, you've hung out with.
Yeah.
So when you paralyze from the waist down, does this mean that, you know, like,
how's
funny?
Yeah. There are different kind of paralysis, which are actually just, they are quad. Quad, it means you are paralyzed from your shoulders down downwards. So meaning that, like, sometimes even your lungs will not function. So everything from down there does not function.
In your lungs?
Yeah. Your lungs need, some people need to, I'm sure you've seen, who's the guy? Superman? He needed help breathing. He was was like a complete quad. It's called a complete quad, where you need assistance to, for your lungs to help you breathe and all that. And then you get incomplete quad, which they can use something like 15% of their bodies.
Yeah.
Where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, which they can use like the.
And there's your phone.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah. How bad? Maybe that's Michelle calling.
Bro.
Why are you talking about me on the radio? Yeah. There's Michelle calling. Bona. Yeah. No, answer. Please answer. Because we want to hear this conversation.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So you're explaining this. Yeah.
So basically what happens is the guys that are like 15%, unfortunately they can't use like they are from their stomach downwards.
Yeah.
Downwards. So it would mean like you should to be like in a very sexual relationship.
They'll
have to use other functions.
Yeah.
But
and you can still be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I know a couple. Not a couple, but I mean a couple of guys and girls who are like in those type of relationships, and they are quite happy.
What do you say about people that say, you know, disability, like when they say, "Ore, injamaye zinjene."
Yeah.
Right. With regards to, you know, it's best when you are a musician to date a musician.
Yeah.
When you are a person living with disability, it's best to date. What do you say about that?
Listen, you get colors, right?
Yeah,
you know how colors came about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, white people dating with black people.
Yeah.
So you need that diversity. So There's no such thing as people living with disability must date people, you know what I mean? Because of, you can get hit by a car and you are normal now.
Yeah.
And you're
and
dating.
Then,
then what happens then? You know what I mean? So it's just a matter of knowing, the other person's limitations, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And having to work around it.
Yes.
And I mean, even in Runa relationships. You know, we have certain limitations too.
Exactly.
Right? You don't have to be a person living with disabilities. Some people can even have body emotional limitations.
Exactly.
Or intellectual limitations. So basically, all these things is just us having to work around each other's limitations. What do you say to someone who's new in a relationship with someone living with a disability? What would your advice be so that they can have a fruitful relationship?
I think ask.
They've fallen in love. Yeah.
Yeah. I think honestly ask and find out exactly like how everything. Ask, but not in a rude way. Just be patient with the person, because some people are still a bit like shy and all that about their conditions. Just make sure that like your partner feels comfortable around you. Ask. The best thing you can do is ask.
Is the best way to be frank?
With me, I'm okay. Yeah, but you get some people. I mean, I think with the guys that have been in accidents, it's quite a difficult thing because they're also still trying to adjust to a couple of things. So with them, you'll probably have to be a bit more
sensitive.
Yes, sensitive, because I mean the person is already frustrated that I can't use my legs, I can't use whatever. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, but for most of the guys that were born with their conditions, you can just ask them, most of them.
You know, there's this thing we normally talk about.
Yeah.
It's quite funny. We talk about it amongst our peers, and we say we can tell when someone's trying too hard not to be a fan.
Yeah.
But they're still a fan, you know, and they're trying too hard.
Yeah.
And you find Mochara, as normal. But you can tell that that person is actually a fan, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell when someone is trying to, Kore, is overcompensating of understanding your disability?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, when someone will be like, for instance, I'll meet you today, and all of a sudden you'll be like, I'm fit, let me carry on my bag, I'll carry you through these stairs.
Yeah.
You get those. You get those over-eagers, and those are the guys that come from a nice place, come from absolutely good place.
Yeah.
But those are the guys that we actually trying to say, no, guys. Relax, you know, let me do my thing, you know.
Yeah,
it's always a bit of a challenge because, and those guys don't, they hardly ever listen, hey?
Yeah,
they hardly ever listen.
They hardly listen. So they're overdoing it.
Yeah,
you can sense that, and it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I want to go back to that in your relationship. Before you met with Michelle,
yeah,
I mean, she was with somebody, right? And probably, you know, maybe she was with somebody that was not living with a disability.
Yeah.
Or if she wasn't with somebody, there was a guy who liked her.
Yeah.
What has been your response? How Shapile Motokastin?
Yeah.
Or when you you got the girl now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you are living with a disability.
Yeah.
And there's a guy who, who's abled. Whatever.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know that difference.
Yeah.
Because we are all normal.
Yeah.
A guy who's able. What are some of the meanest responses you've gotten?
Yo, I got, yeah. Hey, I mean, there were rugby guys at the school.
Yeah.
So there was like literally a guy who would say like, what are you doing with a scruple, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
They'd be like, a scruple. And yeah, somehow, I could negotiate, so
yeah, because you're the negotiator.
Yeah,
you
I don't know what negotiated was my response, the but I could point out to this guy that like you didn't have enough. I'm with this girl because my mental capacity is actually much more higher than yours.
Yeah,
and it almost got into a fight.
Yeah,
because nobody wants to be challenged, especially when you speak about mental.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So
do you hold back when it comes to some of those things? Let's say you're not this thing already. Do you ever, I mean, not if you're out here and there's a guy that taps my woman's bum,
yeah.
I mean, I'll jump.
Yeah.
Do you ever sometimes find or you have to fight your battles via intellectual?
Yeah, unfortunately, because I'm not a guy. I've got a bad hand. What? hand-eye coordination, so I'm not actually going to fight. Yeah. So I have to be very strategic. I have to be very strategic how I respond.
But how do you handle that then?
Yeah.
Guillermo just tapping your woman's bum.
I'm lucky enough that it hasn't happened, but I'm lucky enough as well that I tend to have this calm response.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will actually take probably 2 minutes or whatever to think it through, and I'll go to the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hasn't happened to me yet, so hope it doesn't anytime soon.
did you ever found yourself having to Runarivita pre-production?
Yeah.
You know, where you kind of had to plan.
Yeah.
How this is going to work out.
Yeah, all the time, hey?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it and you're like, okay, Bonawano is here.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill this bit.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to kill this bit. Do you have to pre-plan how it's going to happen?
Especially because of I'm on crutches.
Yeah.
Yes. Because now you're thinking, especially now that I run.
Yeah.
There was an incident where, like, I was like, crap, I was getting cramps, like, while we were busy, and you're like, trying to tell the person that you're getting cramped, but it's not because of my disability. It's actually because of my gym that I'm having cramps. And you have to stand up like from nowhere. And so the following time you're like, oh crap, now I need to like pre-plan. I have to make sure that that doesn't
just
happen.
In case
because
the
person
comes,
is going to get freaked out now. He's going to be like, ah, Marwena, you get cramps. You know what I mean?
Ronaldo Krempe told you he's a Krempe.
My guy.
Bon, a Krempe is doesn't care whether you're an able person or living with a disability. Krempe ki Krempe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to pre-prod sometimes.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Because Ronaldo, and we take those things lightly where we're like, ah, you know what, we can just train.
Yeah.
I don't know. As in, it's like a, you know?
Yeah.
And can you be spontaneous? You know, there's that in Zabu. I'm here, we here, and like, let's go behind the, go into the, can you be spontaneous?
I can do that, but it has to, I have to pre-plan, properly pre-plan.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
For instance, we can't do stuff, Nike millets and stuff. I'm going to fall, I don't have a balance.
Yeah.
I have to make sure, like, where are we? Like, I literally, first thing, wherever we are, I have to look, like how's the environment?
Yeah.
Will I be able to stand up? Will I be able to, just like almost, I think but for the wheelchair, they have to like normally find out, or will I be able to access a wheelchair and those type of things. So then whenever I have to be like, oh crap,
is that thing
stable? Can I sit down or you know what I mean? Yeah.
We're hanging out, man, with an amazing, amazing 31-year-old who's run the Two Oceans Marathon, who's doing very well for charity, you know, and raising awareness with disability. He's walked from Pretoria to Cape Town and, you know, raising funds. And we are urging you guys to also just come through, you know, and support his initiative. It's like, yeah, man, it was great hanging out with you. We're going to wrap this thing up. Where do we find you on social media?
Yeah, man. It's Ipileng Kuno on Instagram. And yeah,
Ipileng Kuno. Please spell that Kuno for us. It's K-H what?
U-N-O-U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to follow you. I want to see you until Wakara and actually go shop at DM and encourage you. Kremuna, also fitli Bloemfontein, you know. Let's go. Is there anything that you want to say, my brother, before we leave?
Yeah, man. Just basically want to tell people that, like, listen, please support what I do and let's help raise, let's change perceptions about people living with disabilities. So I just need their financial support as well to help me change that, because I just feel like there's so many misconceptions about disabilities.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Ability, disability. Maybe we should learn that there is no difference. You know, it's just the prefix and the rest of it. But most of all is that we are all humans before those names come into play, and we are able to achieve what we want to achieve. Because if we set our minds to it, what the mind can conceive and believe, it is possible. And Ipileng is pushing that, and he's breaking boundaries. And let's support his cause, and let's go out there, man, and just make things happen, right? The show is called Unleashed, and it's on cliffcentral.com. Catch our podcast on cliffcentral.com if you want to hear more about, Storisa Ipileng. And you can go onto his social media. It's at Ipileng underscore.
No.
Ipileng.
Oh, it's Crazy Legs.
Ah, Crazy Legs.
That is Crazy Legs.
So, you can go on his on his social media. It's called Crazy Legs, and his name is Ipileng Kuno. Thank you for coming, my brother. It was nice hanging out with you. We're nonsense.
Have fun.
Hey, tada. Sharp. Cliffcentral.com.